This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, Laylatul Qadr is the night of decree. It falls within the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Did you know there was a time when the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to spend his time in the masjid the first 10 nights of Ramadan, with the idea of witnessing Laylatul Qadr? Then he spent the second 10 nights of Ramadan in the masjid, known as i'tikaf. I'tikaf is to confine yourself to the masjid and to become free in order to worship Allah. Meaning, I've got no other commitments, I'm just worshipping Allah. My prayer, my fasting, and my Quran, my dhikr, and I'm just in the house of Allah. If I interact, it's all good interactions, nothing negative about it. I'm cutting myself off from worldly items to the best of my ability. Obviously, you have to attend to the call of nature and you have to eat and so on. But only for necessity would I leave and quickly come back. Besides that, no leaving. I'm just sitting in this house of Allah Almighty and I'm going to reflect and ponder and worship Allah. So it happened the first 10 nights. The idea was to search for Laylatul Qadr. It happened the second 10 nights. The idea was to search for Laylatul Qadr. It happened the third 10 nights. Now, that narration shows us that Laylatul Qadr could be any night of Ramadan, but more likely in the last 10. And it shows us that it could be any one of the last 10, but more likely the odd nights. And then we learn that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was told what day it was. But because of some people arguing, that knowledge was lifted. So thereafter he told us it's one of the odd nights. So perhaps it's more likely to be one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and more likely to be the second half of those. So we're looking at 25, 27, 29, more likely 27, 29, and some of the scholars say the 27th. But still, there is no certainty in that regard. The idea is to search for the night, taharraw, to look for Laylatul Qadr, taharraw Laylatul Qadri. You search for this night of decree, fil witri min al ashr al awakhir min Ramadan, in the odd nights from the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So it is a sunnah to actually seclude yourself in the masjid in what is known as i'tikaf. So you have held yourself back in the masjid. And like I said earlier, for acts of worship, your prayer, your voluntary prayer, your dhikr and remembrance of Allah, the tilawa and recitation of the Quran, expanding your Islamic knowledge, doing a lot of goodness from there, making sure you're fasting, making sure you're seeking Allah's forgiveness, spending the nights crying to Allah Almighty, and so on. Reflecting over your ways and habits with the idea of improving the good and decreasing the bad. That's the idea. And we're not supposed to backbite and slander, not supposed to gossip, not supposed to engage in anything futile or anything that will earn the anger of Allah Almighty. So this is known as i'tikaf. It is sunnah. And it is sunnah upon the community that someone in the community would actually be in the masjid for i'tikaf. Try to make sure that in your community someone is in that masjid at least, so that we can revive that beautiful sunnah. If it is 2-3 people, alhamdulillah. If it is more, even better. But remember, the idea again is to seek the forgiveness of Allah. So there would be no point in seeking the forgiveness of Allah if you continue in your sin and your bad ways. We need to become people who are conscious of what we're doing. That's where meditation comes in, to think and to ponder over my own condition. How can I improve myself? You want to talk to someone, they can help you. Perhaps someone who has knowledge, someone who knows, they could assist you to understand how you could improve from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and from the Quran. And in that way, when you exit the i'tikaf, once the moon is sighted, you exit immediately, meaning it's over. You start off the 21st night. In some countries it's already started, and in some countries it may be tonight. But you end where the moon is sighted. So it's either 9 or 10. My brothers and sisters, by the time we get out of i'tikaf, our lives should have changed. May Allah Almighty help us to do this at least a few times in our lives, or at least just once in our lives. It is something amazing. Many times in our masajid, we see the same uncles in the masjid doing this i'tikaf. And there should be people who join. There should be younger blood as well. May Allah grant us the acceptance to engage in this and to be able to help and assist when it comes to this i'tikaf, the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us every good and forgiveness. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.